Every talent that you see right here, let's say for example responsibility, has its pros and has its cons, right? So when we look at responsibility, when it's working to the best, we say that it's at the balcony. Okay, so when it's at the balcony, responsibility is mainly when you take initiative, you decide that you're going to work through it, you want to stay committed to it. So that is balcony. But there are times when it goes to the basement. Now, what are the patterns that are linked to the basement? When it's linked to the basement, it's more of you are so responsible that you take everything on yourself. And sometimes you do not let other people who are under you, who you supervise, do the task. Why? Because if they don't do it right, you feel like you want to do it yourself. Does that resonate with you? Is this something that happened to you?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Just like my recent job, interior, yeah. I can't really like let them handle the thing because it's a long working hours, overnight job. So usually I would just stay there with them until morning, 4 or 5 a.m. then go back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it always like make me like if I'm not there, I'm scared that they don't know how to do the right things. They did things wrongly or what.
Okay, so let's see how can we fix this before we go forward. Now, of course, we can't fix everything in one session. We will have follow-up sessions, but let's take one step at a time, yeah? Do you have kids, JJ?
Yes.
Yes, how many?
One.
And it's a son, daughter?
Daughter.
It's a daughter. Okay, so daughter, and what's her name?
Haley.
Okay, so JJ, let's talk about Haley now.
Okay.
How old is Haley?
18 months.
18 months, oh, that's very young. Okay, so do you experience situations where you are trying to discipline Haley to do something and she does not follow instructions?
Always.
Can you give me one example?
Ask her not to bite things, books, but she keep biting.
Okay. And then what do you do in order to stop her?
I will take away all her books.
Take away all her books.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help?
She will find something to bite.
She will find something else to bite.
Yes.
Okay. Does she create a mess out of things?
Not really. But
not
I
really.
Think she's like more curious of new things.
She's curious of new things. So the only issue you have is when she's like biting onto things and stuff like that. Okay. All right. So when you are actually trying to pull things away from her, do you think she's going to learn anything?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So how do you think you will make her learn?
By keep repeating to her that this is not meant for biting. Yeah.
But does she still continue?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that working?
Not really.
So, is there any other way that you think you can do this other than just asking her to stop?
I can't think of other ways.
You can't think of any other ways to do it. Okay. What if you just let her bite the book? What do you think will happen?
After she bites, then I think she will just leave it alone.
Leave it alone?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's because she will probably get bored?
Yes.
Or probably she realizes that it's not
it's
for
not
her.
It's not something.
Yeah. Okay. It's not something she can
swallow. It's not food.
It's not food. Okay. Of course, being 18 months old, you want to be a little cautious right there. Okay. You don't want to let her eat things.
Yeah.
But do you think she needs to go through a certain experience before she learns?
Yes.
How about touching things that are hot? Do you stop her from touching hot things or do you let her experience?
I will let her experience actually if the things is not like really too hot. Yeah.
You'll do that.
Or even like cold things. Like I know that if the things will not hurt her, I will let her try.
Mm-hmm.
But because I scared she like biting books or this, she'll swallow all the papers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's like not so Yeah, good lah.
So case to case basis, depending on the intensity, yes. But eventually you will still want her to learn on her own rather than you supervising.
Mm.
Why is that?
Because I'm not going to 24 hours looking.
Right.
Yeah, looking at her lah. So it's best that she can learn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for 18-month-old Haley, you rather prefer her to learn things on her own because you're not going to be there for her all the time and things can run smoothly even in your absence.
That would be the best.
That would be the best, of course. And I hope that it does happen and I'm certain it will happen. But the question is, why don't you do that to your employees?
Yeah.